You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I spent 2 days driving cross country to get the new car back home, and that is a long trek.
Yeah, that's
more than 1,400 miles, and the last time I did it, I was driving that food truck, so this was a lot better than that.
I bet, yeah.
Since I don't remember the food truck being able to get above 65 or so.
You have air-conditioned seats in the new one?
Yeah. But the weather was, it wasn't too bad. Hot driver.
Well, I just feel like if you're sitting that long, you get a little swampy, so it's nice to
I'm
kick
not
those
you.
On.
You're
it's
the
nice
sweat
to kick
monster.
Them on. My butt crack is so sweaty.
But I listened to an audiobook, I listened to podcasts, I listened to some music. When you're alone for 2 full days of driving, it was like a total of 21 hours or so. Actually, it was more than that, because you got to factor in then stops. You know, you stop for lunch, you stop to do this, blah, blah, blah. The funny thing about it is, they had just put new tint on the windows.
Right.
I mean, the day that I picked it up. And when you do that, you can't roll your windows down for like 3 to 5 days afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no going through any drive-thrus anywhere. There was one stretch around, I think it's around Kansas City, where there's a toll road. And so I had to do a thing where I would pull ahead of the thing and then open my door, reach back.
You were able to do it, though? Get your door open enough?
Grab a ticket. Yeah.
Good.
And then when you get to the other end of the toll thing and you have to pay the lady, I pulled forward a little bit, opened the door, and I told her, I can't roll my window down. And she was the sweetest old lady. She goes, honey, it happens way more than you think.
Yeah,
I think she thought it was broken. You know? And then the last thing I'll tell you is that for the first night, it was Tuesday night, about 9 o'clock, I rolled into Columbia, Missouri, and just had online picked out a hotel room because I had to wait until I knew where I was going to be. So when I was about 50, 70 miles out of Columbia, I just pulled over, went online, and found a place and made a reservation.
Yeah.
It's all I will say is it's a chain that I'm familiar with, and it has always been, it's not a 5-star, but I just need a place to literally sleep, get up, and go.
And leave.
Yeah. This turned out to be quite the flea bag dive.
Oh, really?
And it was bad. And I've never stayed in one with this name on the marquee like that before.
Huh.
So I got into my room at about 9:30. Jeremy, I was back on the road at 4:45 a.m.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, I was like, get me out of here. Just get me out of here.
Checking yourself for bed bugs and
lice.
Yes,
I was doing everything. I was afraid to get under the sheets, you know, but all done. I'm just glad that drive is done, because that's a long, lonely drive, man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And pretty soon I got sick of listening to everything.
I bet.
So,
yeah.
Anyway. The deed is done. It was fun being back in Denver for several days. It was great to see some people, and good to see you and
you as
Josh
well, man. In the flesh.
You knuckleheads.
Yeah.
In the flesh.
Yeah.
What about you? What's going on with you?
Well, I just have a quick little story. It might turn into a bigger show topic eventually because, you know, the opposite sex. You find things out that you just don't know what's going on. And I was talking to one of the moms at school pickup yesterday, and we're standing there outside the school just making small talk, and I'm asking her, you know, what are you doing the rest of the night? She's like, well, at 4 o'clock, I got to get my hair done. She said, I'm due to switch over to my seasonal hair now that it's fall. And yeah, yesterday was the first day of fall, and I was like, seasonal hair? What are you talking about? And I guess for this woman, she said, apparently when the seasons change, you need to tone down your hair color with low lights instead of highlights, I believe she said, during the summer. So you get the brighter, she was blonde, so it was like brighter, more vibrant, blondish hair in the summer. And then now that fall is arriving,
she'll
go in and
bit.
She'll dirty it up, get it a little more brown, a little more red in it, I guess. I'm just, you know, I'm like, you know, listening to her, I'm just like, okay, that's great, you know.
Yeah,
red will look fantastic, you know.
Your wife and my wife are both blonde, so we should ask them about this.
And
do they do that?
I know, actually, Nick Nack has a hair appointment in the next couple days, so I'm not sure what she's doing with it. I know she's added a little bit of red in the past, but I've never really looked at the calendar when she's done this. But I guess this is a thing, the switching to the seasonal hair for the ladies. And I was trying to think if there was something equivalent that guys do. And the only thing I can think of is during the fall and winter months, we grow beards, a lot of guys, you know. That's when you let your seasonal facial hair come out.
We look for the different seasonal beards.
So. And seasonal beards and beers. That's what we've got. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I'd never heard of that before, so I thought it was worth mentioning on the air. I'll learn something about the ladies. Now I can, you know, get into more mom conversations at school and point out their beautiful hair in the afternoon during pickup.
Are you
feel pretty proud
say,
of myself.
You guys say, hey, is that your fall look you got going on?
Yeah, I see you have your seasonal hair in. You
and
look
she's
great.
All embarrassed because she's still on spring's haircut, you know.
Still got a little rabbit in it.